This section of the Sefer that he's talking about different tachbulos, different strategies for dealing with machshavas and hehurim. And the ikur, as we find in all the Svarim HaKadoshim of the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, is to try to rise over those machshavas. The Rebbe is talking about how to climb out by not remaining in the machshava and thinking or analyzing oneself from the side, the person who's having the machshava, and so on, which we're talking about by Riches. And he's fully aware of the fact that this doesn't always work, especially since we don't usually follow his advice to work on this mahalach before it gets to something big, but by working on smaller inyanim. So on page Kuf Chaf Hei, in the middle of the page, he says, Omnam, Haliav Shekosh Lecha Lizbaras Tavoscha Shalelis Avis Lo Lagamri. So there he says, even though you'll find that it's very, very difficult to break out of that taiva entirely and not to have the taiva at all, you could certainly say to yourself, you could be that I'm going to have this taiva later on. I'm going to have this taiva. I don't know how to get out of it. Still, for 20 seconds, sorry, in Hebrew, regoim is minutes, secundas, seconds. But for a brief amount of time, I'm allowed to stop thinking about this. Rishus li lahafsik, the man of alach shevrak aydaisa. In other words, if a person, the psychology of this is that we understand that the person is trying to get completely out of this taiva, so the Yetzer Hara will not let go, will not allow him to do that, since he's lost in this taiva, so he won't be allowed to leave it completely. But he would be allowed to say, no, I'm still metapel with you. I have a shaychus to you. But right now, just for a short time, I'm not going to be in this. I'm going to apply the machshava about the matzav that I'm in, not in the matzav, not to be in it. So reshusli lahafsig men avalach shavakadosh, just temporarily, and I'll return to the taiva later on. And you have those few minutes where you're not shakua in the taiva, you're not living it, but you're just looking at it, as we've been learning over the past few weeks, as a spectator from the outside. So then, tuchal bamis laksha vaydoisa leiba. Then you'll be able to do that when you don't say to yourself that I am cutting myself entirely from this taiva. I'm never going to have this. I'm finished with it. But instead to say, no, I'll still have it. That could be. But right now, for a few minutes, I'm backing away. If you've come to such a terrible situation where you can't even break away for 20 minutes, I say zeis, then do this. Try to take a machshava that is very important to you. Try to take something else, which is nagelecha yoyse, something which is very, very important to you. Im eza davar ha'ohuv lecha, could be important in a very positive way. Something that you love very much. Osha'ata sayne misyayim menu, or something that gets you very, very frightened and very upset. But a powerful object of thought. Cheshbon mischa, or could be something even in business, a very important Indian in business that you have to take care of. Umachshava zu hanagas lecha harbe. Tafsika ischam and hatayva zu alezer begoyim. If you come up with this very important inyan to think about, this will allow you to stop thinking about your taiva, the taiva that you're in, for a few minutes. Allah is regoim, because you have this other machshava, you have another machshava. That's what you once spoke about, that's what Rabbi Nachman says is the inyan of Elonei Mamre. How he explains it with Avraham Avinu was not for now, but Mamre is the Isis machshava ra, machshava acheres. So when a person has a machshava ra, the ikur is to move on to another machshava, which we'll talk about. We'll see a little bit more about that in a minute from Ibn Nosson. So tafsik, this new machshava that you have, which is a powerful, important machshava, whether in a good way or something that's very makes you very worried or very nervous, you're very anxious about, but it's not a taiva, it's a machshava. So if you take hold of this machshava, so this will help you, machshava zu nagas l'chaharbik, it's very nageya to you, it'll help you, tafsik oischem a taiva zu al ezer egoin, it'll help you to be released for a few minutes from the taiva that you were falling into. Once you've been wrenched out of the midst of that taiva, then you can, by this other machshava, then you could apply the strategy that the Rebbe's been teaching us about looking at yourself and saying, what's the matter with you? What have you become? What are you making of your life? And so on. All that we've been talking about the past few weeks. And is this something which is this how you want to spend the rest of life thinking about such an inyan? But while you're in the taiva, you don't know how to, you're drowning in that taiva, you don't know how to even get to that point. But by replacing that taiva, not saying that I'm not going to have a taiva, but by replacing it with another powerful machshava, which you can do, so that new machshava has a way of at least softening the grip that the taiva has on you. And once the hand of the taiva has been sort of its grip has been made a little bit looser, so then you could already give the 1-2 punch, meaning that then you don't have to, you're not anymore you're not trapped by that taiva. You're now in some other machshava, could be a dumb machshava that you have, but it's not a taiva. Be something else that you're obsessed with. Every one of us has all kinds of mishagas, but at least it's not a dovish alisa. But something else. It could be a nice thing. It could be a good thing. But it's not a taiva. It's something with work, or something you have to take care of. There are plenty of things to think about. You could have an iPod with 120 items. If you forget things that upset you, get you nervous, things that make you happy, you just scroll up and down your iPod and think. There are plenty of things there that you could think about. And with that, and that new machshava, which is very strong, so by entering into that machshava, so then the taiva is looser, it's loose, and then you could already apply some of the avaid that the tzaddik is talking about. Or it might not be necessary at all. It might be that the taiva simply passes because you get lost in that machshava, and then the taiva is something which no longer it doesn't return at that time. It's gone. So if you have fallen into a very, very, very tight and difficult space, a difficult place, it's better not to start talking about these things, even if you're by yourself. If you just keep it inside as a machshava and not to speak about unless, in other words, it's better not to start in this state that you're in, which is very, very bad, and you're really stuck in a taiva. It's better not to, and you're trying to think about something else, it's better not to engage in diburim at that time, to speak about it. It's better, unless, he says, there's just an outburst that you scream out. You know, how ha'im, meaning how am I annoyed? Like he was saying before, what am I annoyed? Am I an animal that I can't stop thinking about these things and so on? From medabra, as far as adrab, the next page, meramahu is atzma, and mistafik b'zeshadibra is v'enemachriach atzma l'choshva. Because sometimes, if you're trying to replace the destructive taiva with another thought, if you begin to speak about the other thought, so then you're just going to fool yourself into thinking it's enough for me just to say a couple of words about business or to say a couple of words about my kids. to get my mind off the topic by saying a few words. But the Rebbe says that you could just be tricking yourself and deluding yourself. You're not really entering into the machshava. You're just saying a few words. You think you're part of by saying a few words. So you shouldn't do that. You should use the koyach of machshava of thinking. He says it's going to be very, very hard to apply any of these approaches of controlling your thoughts. It's going to be very, very hard in the beginning. It's very hard. Terms from the Sraga Leish Bavadas and Lavad Behen. Before you get used to it. Most of us have not, we haven't lived lives of controlling and our machshavos. It's a very big avoda. V'achash misragabot tekel ma'at. But after you get used to it, it becomes a little easier. Kol haschol is cautious, all beginnings are difficult. Kol hamoyach gidav atzabav af kalnim shebehem sichem l'sragal v'avoda da'kazu v'yekaldai. One's entire mind and all of the nerves and all of the gidim of the mind, every single part of the brain has to become used to this type of avoda, and then v'yekalo, it will eventually become easier. Look inside the pages that you have. Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson Kedaka Makardesh are more outspoken about this, about the Mahalach from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Talmidei Baal Shem. But it's so beautiful how Rabbi Nosson, as always, weaves it into Halacha and into the in the parasha that we're in, the parasha that we're in right now. So let me just remind you what's going on over here. This is Lekut Halachas and Hilchos Tefillin. In a very, very long piece over the Nechus Tefillin. But the Torah is telling us this Shabbos, Vayignoiv Yaakov is Leiv Lovin Arami. That Yaakov Avinu tricked Lovin Arami. Literally, he stole his heart. Vayignoiv Yaakov is Leiv Lovin Arami. He tricked him. I'll believe Higidloy Kibarechu. He didn't tell Lavan Harami that he was escaping, that he was leaving, he was running away. Vayivrachu, you know that already you have those psukim on the second page. Vayivrachu v'chola shaloi v'yokum v'yarvus anor v'yosem is part of Hargilat. So Yaakov, you know, ran away with everybody, and. And he went towards Hagilad. Vayugad Lovin b'yema shlishi kivarach Yaakov. So Lovin found out that Yaakov escaped. Vayikach es echav imay. Vayidav achra v'derech shivas yomim v'yadbik ha'isai. B'hargilad he caught up to him. B'hargilad v'yove elokim. And Lovin arami v'chalam aloy l'v'yoyim elah. Yishom alocha pentadavim Yaakov mitayv adrod. So Hashem Yisbarach comes to Lovin in a dream. He tells him, be careful, don't talk to Yaakov, don't bother Yaakov about any of this. But Yasig Lovin is Yaakov talk as a hollow bahar, but Lovin talk as Echo Bahagil, he caught up to Bahagil. But Yama Lovin Yaakov, and he says, Vatigna is Lavavi, Vatanag is Menesik Shvi is Harv. And he goes on, and he says that if it were up to me, I would cause you terrible harm, but the God of your fathers came to me last night and warned me and so on. So look at Reb Nosson, look at Reb Nosson's Torah on this. On Vayignoiv Yaakov is Lev Lovin Ha'arami. That Yaakov stole the heart of Lovin Ha'arami. I said, Ra'achon Nismakil Ava Adam. Oh no, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. The two here. Yeah. Zebuchines, and at the end, I just forgot that what happens at the end is that there's some sort of an agreement. There's some sort of an agreement that's made, and the Torah tells us that they gather together the stones and they make a pile of stones, gal aid, and that this pile of stones, this gal, is going to be a simon of some sort of a treaty between them. and it's a gvul between them. So it says much later on in the Chumash, the Yom Alav and Yaakov, Hine, so the stones are gathered, and Hine Hagal Hazev Hine Matzeva Shirisa Ben Yivanecha Ad Eid Hagal Hazev Ve'eid HaMatzeva. It's a witness, this Gal, Im Ani Lei Ever Alecha Es Hagal Hazev, I'm not going to cross this Gal, Im Ata Lei Savra Lei Hagal Hazev Es HaMatzeva Hazev Es Lera. So it says, so Reb Noskin explains like this, Zehu Bechines Masha Kosar, you have it? Zehu Bechines Masha Kosar Ben Azal, Shekishaborchin Me'amachshavos Rose, the escape of Yaakov from Lavan is the effort that a Jew makes. The Jew is Yaakov, and the Machshavos Kedosh is a holy way and a healthy way of thinking is called Yaakov. Lavan Harami is, of course, is the Sitra Achra. Lavan Harami means Machshavos Rose, means destructive thoughts and terrible typhus. That's Lavan Harami. So according to Abnosan, the Torah here is telling us the strategy. How does one deal with these Machshavos that are called Lavan Harami? So the Teretz is, you run from them. He says, Zehu b'chinas mashakosav rabbeinu zal, shekishaborchin mehachshavos rose, that when a person is escaping, when a person is trying to escape from machshavos rose, from destructive thoughts, yelech ledarko, b'meshu choshev machshavos ksheiros, dikir is, yelech ledarko, dikir is not to get involved and not to worry about and get involved with the machshavos rose, but to move on to some other machshavos that are machshavos ksheirim. They might not be the best machshavos, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson says himself, Rabbi Nachman, but they're not taivis, they're not yetzaharas. Yelech ladarko. Vameshu choshev machshavos ksheirim. Leistakel acharev klal uklal. To run away means you don't look back. If you're running away, if you're trying to escape from something that's trying to destroy you, the ikkar is to just go forward and not to look back. Not to look back. If you look back, he's going to get you. So he says that Ibn Achman taught us that when you're running away from these machshavas, when Yaakov Avinu is running away from love, and the ikkar is Yael Chladarkai, Meshul Chayshah Machshavas Ksheiris, to run forward into other machshavas, into other thoughts. You don't look back at all. Zeh b'chinas vayignav Yaakov ad al bli higidloi. That's the meaning of Yaakov tricked Lavan al bli higidloi. He didn't tell him ki vayreachu, that he's escaping. Because a person who gets into an entire dinu dvar meshakel v'tariyah with his bad machshavas. By the way, it doesn't only mean a taiva. It could be a bad machshava. You're thinking a machshava that's depressing, or that's could be any machshava raw. Obviously, what we're talking about mostly here is a machshava that's a machshava of Isra, of taivas. But it could be the person's thinking a machshava that's a destructive, negative machshava that might not be a taiva, might not be an aveir, might not be an Isra. It's something which is bad for him. So the ikkar is not to enter into a discussion with the machshavas inside of them. But the Rebbe in the Eish Kodesh with the Achshavas Avraham is talking about is detaching yourself and leaving that machshava. And the Rebbe is saying here the same thing with Nosson. He says, if you, like you see in a lot of the Musa's farm, to get into a din Torah, to try to defeat and to break these machshavas, and you try to appeal to these machshavas, the righteous she'anichu ayisalotzis mehem, you try to appeal to these machshavas that they should allow you to leave. Like if Yaakov would have stayed behind and discussed with Lavan the possibility of retiring, that wasn't going to work. Yaakov knew that there's only one way to break away from Lavan, and that's to escape, to run away, and not to look back. But if you enter into a din udvarm, if you get into a shakla v'tariyah with Lavan, if you start getting into discussion with Lavan, so then he's not going to allow you to leave. So that's what he says. To get into a discussion with those destructive machshavas, which means loving, to get into a discussion is like Misha Magila Haraydev, she writes a Levrech Memenu. It's like someone is trying to kill you, he wants to kill you, and you have a discussion. You say, you know, can we discuss this? I'd like to talk to you about this. Bazahu Red Fiyasa. And then, of course, the Redifa becomes even more dangerous. Avabam is Iker Ha'etza Livrach Mehem. The Iker Ha'etza, when it comes to Machshavas Ra'os, is to run away from them. The Leilech Ladarko, and to go on your own path, on another path. V'livli L'estakel Achayev Klal, not looking back at all. And not to get into any discussion at all with these taivas, with these machshavas. Shezeu b'chinas v'yivrach Yaakov, and this is the meaning of Yaakov's escape. V'yignav Yaakov is leiv lovin harami, and Yaakov tricked, he deceived lovin harami. Shema machshavas rose, which are these destructive thoughts. Abli higid lo kibereichu, without getting into a discussion with these machshavas. I would like to be out of these machshavas. I would like to leave these machshavas. You just go. Rav Nosson says, and davke in this way, you can be saved from these machshavas. Rav Nosson says, but sometimes these destructive machshavas become so strong. You don't know how to run away from these machshavas. So you're trying to run away into Torah, into Tefillah, to something, into a davar shebekedusha. But you can't. And this is what we were learning a second ago, is that even if it's not a machshava of Torah and Tefillah, because at that moment, that thought of Torah and Tefillah, or opening of the Sefer, might not be strong enough, or the Siddur might not, or the Tehillah might not be strong enough. V'hechrech lasik b'milu d'shtusa, v'inyon itzchayk, v'chayayitze. So Rabbi Nachman taught this, and Rabbi Nosson explains it. And you can imagine how there were people that were upset about this. So Rabbi Nachman said that at that moment, instead of working on the machshava ra, which is what mostly what the Musa Svarim talk about, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson said, instead you should be asking milu d'shtusa. Think of something funny, milu d'shtusa, some narishkeit, something fun, something either some shtusa, some narishkeit, but it's not anything of Isra, it's some narishkeit. Lasik milu d'shtusa, binyan itzchayk. Something else, so that for the moment you'll be able to break away, because this is something that you can go into at that moment. Until the danger of the flood of the horrible machshavas, until it passes, it goes away. Ki ein hayetzahar motzui elu l'shaita. Aklal, the yetzahar is only strong if you give into it that moment that it rises up against you. As the Rebbe's been saying all along. Vazai ein hasitra achara mivine klal shehu bereach mehem. And if you don't think of, well, if you start to think about Torah, you're trying to think about Torah and Tefillah, so you could, often you'll find that you're not successful in getting away. If you start thinking about Torah and Tefillah, it's not helping, because the Yetzirah is very strong against any Torah and Tefillah, against any Torah and Kedusha, because the Sitra Achra is the Sitra Achra and doesn't want any Torah and Tefillah. So sometimes you can't excuse yourself, or you can't run away using a machshava of Torah and Tefillah. But when it's a milu d'shtusa, when it's some narishkeit, or some tzchayk, or some joke, or something funny, so then, the sitra d'acha doesn't understand. V'zai eina sitra d'acha mevina klal shu berech mehem. The sitra d'acha doesn't see then in any way you're trying to escape. It's also an Irishkeit. It's part of his mahalach. In other words, you're not trying to escape. You make believe that you're staying there with the sitrachra because you're thinking of something that's not Torah, it's not tefillah, it's milu d'shtus, it's Irishkeit. But it's not also. It's not a machshava, it's not a taiva, it's milu d'shtus. Could be that the whole sports was created just for that. The whole mitzvah of sports, I always say like a $1 billion business, could be the whole mitzvah of sports is just for that. Because there wasn't such a thing in earlier times that people had all kinds of machshavas. People liked to play a little bit, to exercise, whatever they played, soccer, they did a little bit, there wasn't anything major, they didn't have leagues, back in Munkach or anything. They didn't have intramural sports. Mets. But over time, so this big thing came about that sports is not, it's not even the ikker to play. Most people that are very, very heavy into it are obese and not playing anything. They just, but the machshavas, the whole industry, machshavas magazines and newspapers that are completely in this Indian of people running around and throwing balls and jumping, and that a person can spend his whole life this is all milu d'shtus. It's not things of any aveira. It's an Irish guy. It's milu d'shtus. Nowadays we're very, very relieved. You know, when I have a parent that tells me, I had a discussion recently, that it's a very terrible thing that I put my son into cheder and he comes back and he's talking about the baseball. And I said, just let him talk about baseball. Nowadays it's a big hatzolah. We should give a yashakayach to George Steinbrenner and the rest of those menuvalim, that at least there's some sort of a distraction, and it's not in the world of Tivus and Isurim. There's some sort of a distraction, something that they could get excited about and busy with, and it's not the Dovah Shalissa. So the ikur is when it's Mila Deshtusa, so the Sitracha doesn't think that you're running away, doesn't think that you're trying to get out of his hold, because this is also part of his world. Part of his world is Mila Deshtusa. But if you think about Torah and Tefillah, so then the Yetzirah becomes very, very stark to fight against any Yaakov Avinu type of thought. That becomes very strong. Because that, Lavan feels that Yaakov is trying to run away. To run away from my world into the world of Torah and Tefillah, into the world of Kedush and Tahara. And that the Yetzirah will not allow, because the Yetzirah sees that. That's the end of my parasha. That's the end of this taiva. It's the end of my business. So when it's Torah and Tefillah, the Yetzirah doesn't allow that. But instead, if a person feels that he can't go to Torah Tefillah, he's not successful in moving on to another machshava in Kedusha, so then the ikur is, he knows he can't escape into the world of Torah Tefillah. So then Rabbi Nosson says that the way to escape is by tricking, by yignoiv, to trick Love and Harami at his own, to get him at his own malacha. And how do you trick Lavan Harami? The way to trick Lavan is by saying, no, I'm not interested in Bava Kama, I'm not interested in Tilum, it's not my union, I'm not going to that. And he's taught an Irish guy, you know, the shtus, milu d'shtus, whatever it is, business or sports, something, milu d'shtus, like an Irish guy. Or some other union that you have to take care of, with the house, or with the family, whatever, milu d'shtus, someone Irish, even milu d'shtus, something funny that... Something funny that happened, but milu d'shtusa. Then Lavan doesn't think that you're escaping. And obviously, it's a very what the tzaddikim are explaining something very, it's a very deep psychological mahalach. It's enclosed in what seems to be some funny thing. Like, what do you mean you're that he doesn't care about? But psychologically, the world, that world that's called Lavan, will let go if you don't claim to be running into the world of Torah and Tefillah. But Tamila Deshtusa, that's what he says. As I ain't a sitra achra mevina klal shubarech mehem meach sha'isig mila deshtusa. Then the Sitra Achra Lavan, the Taiva doesn't understand, doesn't think that you're running away from him, but you're Isaac and Milo D'Shtusa. Zel B'chinas Vayignaiv. And that is the meaning of Ayignov Yaakov Eslovin, Eslev Lovin Harami, Al Bli Higidloi Ki Bereichu. Al Bli Higidloi. There is no great statement that I am leaving the Taiva and going into Torah and Tefillah. If a person can do that, that's great. If he doesn't, but what Rabbi Nosson is saying is that a lot of times that doesn't work. So then you have to know how to be a ganav. You have to know how to give love and a taste of his own medicine. You have to be a liar and a thief, and you have to run away. And how do you run away? You run away into milah d'shtus and to narishkei. And that's al bli higid loy ki bereichu. You don't tell Lavan that you're running away. Lavan, that machshava ra, doesn't know that you're trying to live, because psychologically you're holding on to that taiva. You're holding on to that machshava ra. Unless you could tell yourself that I'm still in the world of Nairishkeit. Like a person sometimes a person looks at a newspaper, not as something in the newspaper that's also, but Mila Dishtusa, you know, Nairishkeit. What's Nairishkeit? You know, the news, things, whatever, sports, in the newspaper. He looks at the different things. And now it's hard to say, because in the newspapers there's so much advertisement, you know, the things that are typhus and terrible in the newspaper. I'm saying, but some of a person who reads an article or something, or looks at a book that's not about anything that's this, it could be something, history, whatever it is. But Mil Dalma, Mil Dishtus, the things that are not Dvam Shebekdusha. So Rabbi Nachman says, and Rabbi Nosson says that's a way of escaping. You have to be very, very careful, obviously. He's not talking about stam on a regular day where you should be learning a davening, that you're sitting around looking at a newspaper, you're reading a sports section. That's ridiculous. We're not talking about that. It's when a person understands that, and sometimes you have to work that way you have a bocha that he's being overwhelmed by difficulties and certain taivas and problems, and he needs, during that time, he needs to let go a little bit with the learning and the davening. Again, not that he shouldn't daven, not that he shouldn't learn at all, but you have to give him a way to escape, and the way to escape, you have to give him a kosher way to escape. That's why Mil Dishtusa nowadays is not just reading about something, but it means to have a place where guys can go and play some ball and let off some steam. It's very, very important. And heads of academies who feel that the boys should not ever lift up a basketball or not. It's a terrible issue, a terrible affair for them to throw around a basketball to play a little baseball or something. They're very, very, very behind in dealing with these inyanim. And I'm saying it in a nice way. They're very, very dangerous people. That's the truth. Because a bocha needs that. It's just a question of when is a bocha stam getting lost in the middle of the shtus. Obviously, we have to trust people who are mature, and there has to be proper guidance about how much middle of the shtus does a person need, which means to schmooze with a friend, or to play a little ball, or to go, to relax a little bit and take a stroll and so on. All of that is a way of running away from love, and if it's used properly and it's used in the right shear, that's all a very, very healthy way of escaping from love. Everybody needs that kind of, nowadays, especially not everybody. There's some bochum that are able to be very, very, very much in Torah and Tefillah, and they don't, and they're able to be strong when it comes to the taivas and mashavas rose. But generally nowadays the matzav is that people are very weak, bochum and adults are very, very weak, and if there isn't some sort of a distraction, then they could easily be destroyed by these mashavas and by taivas and the looking, God forbid, at the wrong things, and to find distractions that are disgusting distractions. It's a chokhmah to be able to distract oneself with dvarim shel heter, with things that are mutter, not things that are aser. And to know that that's a strategy to run away from Lavan, but it could become the work of Lavan himself if you just indulge in all of that, and you don't use your kaiches and learning and davening, and instead you just spend your time, you waste your time in all kinds of nairishkei. It has to be used obviously in a very, very measured way. But this is the way to steal Lavan's heart. Aval achakach writes a sitra achal is gabra oid. So Ibn Nasan continues that afterwards the Sitra Achra sees, oh my goodness, look what happened, he's running away, words, this is the, Yaakov is running away. Sitra Achra realizes this, because he realizes that this was a trick, and that I was duped, and that he's running away. So what's going to happen? So it happens like with Pyro coming after us again. The Sitra Achra is Mischazik Lizgaber Oid Velidayf Achra Bechinas Yaakov. That's why you think that you got away from this taiva, because you were either learning a davening, you went into another machshava, you escaped, or that didn't work and you escaped into some sort of an Irishkeit, whatever, mila d'shtus, mila d'alma. So you think now you're totally free from love and everything is gewaldic and that taiva is not going to bother you, at least for the meantime, you're done with that taiva. Oh, but then all of a sudden there's vayirdav achrav. Vayirdav achrav. It comes after you again. It's coming after you. I mean, all this could be happening in 5 minutes, right? But it's a year of Achrav. But then, look what happens. Was Hashem is Baruch Oymed Be'ezra. Then you will see that Hashem is Baruch will help you. Umazir is B'chinas Lavan. So that could happen with Lavan. The Hashem is Baruch came to Lavan in the dream that night, right? Lavan goes to chase after. Yaakov Avinu did his best to escape. He tried what he could to escape. Not to look back, not to think about that taiva, just to escape. And then what happens is, so the Lavan wakes up, and Lavan comes running after Yaakov Avinu to get him. So then Hashem comes to Lavan in the dream, and Hashem tells him, don't mess with Yaakov. So Nosson explains that once a Yid has made this effort, the emes, to move away from the Sitra Achra, to run away. He doesn't stop, lie around thinking about it and indulging in it. But he makes this effort to run away, to escape from Lavan. Once the person does that, then the Rabbanu Shlalom already puts a hold on Lavan. He holds Lavan back from you. Ki toivosan shal rishoyim rohi yetzal tzadikim, hainu shashem ishbarach merachem alav. Me'ach shakrasov al kol kach. The Rishon sees how much you've suffered from this Lavan, how much you've suffered from Lavan. Like Yaakov goes on to tell Lavan, what I had from you, all kinds of sorrows. I was freezing and I was hot and all things you made, you've messed my life up, right? So the Rishon now sees this is a serious guy. He's trying to run away from Lavan. He's trying to run away from Lavan. But Lavan comes after him. So now the Rishon stops Lavan in his tracks. And the Baruch Shalom tells Lavan, leave him alone. Leave this guy alone. This is one of my boys. He's doing something about his taivas. He's running away. He's trying to escape from his taivas. Like Hashem tells Lavan, I don't want you to say a word to leave him alone. Leave Yaakov alone. V'zeh b'chinas asiyas hagal. And this is the deeper meaning of the pile of stones that was made as a border between the world of Lavan and the world of Yaakov. Zebichnis Asiyas Agal, Sha'om Yaakov Le'echav. Yaakov says to the Chevra, look to Avonim, right? Gather together these stones. V'yasu Gal, and they made this pile of stones. Zebichnis, what does that mean, the pile of stones? So he says, Zebuchinis Masha Shamatim Piadanin Marina Rabbi Nazal. He said, I heard from Rabbi Nachman, Shekol Masha Ha'odam Minatek Atz Machshavas Rois, the Machshavas Toivas. Any effort that a Jew makes to run away from Machshavas Rois to Machshavas Toivas, any effort that a person makes in this way that we've been learning, V'chol Ha'atoka V'hazoza, any slightest, tiniest little movement that you make away, any slight, tiny little step that you take in order to escape from Lavan, to run away, even if it's a baby step that you're running, trying to get away from Rala, you don't just sit around and enjoy these machshavas and indulge in these taivas and God forbid get lost in all kinds of bad things as a result of these taivas, but you make some, you're trying to escape. So Rabbi Nachman said that the tiniest little effort that a Jew makes and the smallest little step that he takes to leave the world of Lavan, hakol miskabes. Now you see that it might not be successful. And in the end, you're not always successful. You make these efforts, you try, but then the sidracha, you see, it seems that you can't get away. And you're nichshul in all kinds of thoughts and God forbid things. But Rabbi Nachman taught that all of these tiny little efforts that you've been making, it could be for years. Hakol miskabeis beis hatzara v'adoichak v'aisal adam. It comes, God forbid, to a real crisis in your life, and you could be totally destroyed and do the most horrible thing. It's a real tzara, a real doichak. All of those tiny little steps that you made for years, trying to escape, gather together. K'mavur b'dvar v'zal. Zeb b'chinas, Rabbi Nosson explains, that is the deeper meaning of Yaakov saying, liktu avanim. Gather together all of the stones. B'chinas avnei kodesh, it means the holy stones. What are those? Shem b'chinas nitzaitis ha-kodesh, mizbarim, like they call hazoza tenua, mashem nat kimatz mirala toif. Means all the sparks of holiness that are ignited as a result of any tiny effort that I ever made in my life over these years to escape from Lavan. Every effort that a person makes creates a spark, creates a pebble. And that's any time that a person tried to be menake, menatek atzma, to break away from Lavan, that's called Avnei Kodesh. All of those efforts are called Avnei Kodesh. Yaakov says, look to Avonim. Gather together all of these sparks, all of these pebbles, these stones of my efforts, of my attempts to become better. Because a person sees that I'm not much lich. Every time I try, and then Lavan catches up with me and he finishes me off. Rabbi Nosson says, all of these Avnei Kodesh, the Nitzaitis HaKadosh, that are created through the tiny little, all those little steps that you tried to take away from Lavan, Ma Shemenatkim Atzum Nira L'Toiv, Ka Nitzaitis HaKadoshim, Shenoflu Heim Bebchines Tishtapechna Avnei Kodesh Chiyadua. Because the sparks of holiness that have fallen into the other side, that is what is referred to in Eches Teshtapechna Avnei Kodesh, that the holy stones have been thrown down throughout the streets of Yerushalayim, which is talking about, if you look there in the Megillah in Eches, it's talking about the Avnei Kodesh, it's talking about the Bochrim, the young men of Yerushalayim. They're being killed and their blood is being spilled throughout the streets of Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson are alluding to is the taiva of Niyuf. The whole problem of Tikkun HaBris is Teshtapechna Avnei Kodesh V'Hameivin Yavin. I'm not going to go into that anymore. But every effort that a person makes to gather together these fallen sparks and to try not to fall into the world of Lavan, to try to break away from this taiva, especially this taiva of Znus, That's all called Avnei Kodesh, to gather together those stones that suffered as a result of those taivas that are called Tishtapechna Avnei Kodesh, the holy stones of the young men of Yerushalayim. All of the taivas and all of the yisurim that Bachrim have in particular, except the age of being a Bachrim now has moved way further past, 20, 30, 40, 50. You got old people trying to be Bachrim and they have craziness of Bachrim. So a person is able to know and to believe that the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Yaakovina, look to Avanim, gather together all of those sparks, gather all the stones, all the efforts that you have made to run away from love and over the years, even though you felt that you weren't successful, every tiny little move that you made in the right direction was one pebble of the Avnei Kodesh. Gather together now when it comes, God forbid, to something that could really destroy your life, destroy your marriage, destroy your life, whatever it might be. So then, look to Avanim, those little pebbles of the efforts that you've made can all come together. Look to Avanim. V'irke beirum aliyosim ayidei shmiyas ha-machshava, that you're able to guard yourself at that time. B'b'chines, and now the next page. Ayidei shemenatek, where it says eifen base under Rashi. Ayidei shemenatek machshavtei b'chol pam. Nira'a l'toiv. Va'af al pi shi'esh l'odem yisurim g'day. That means even though you suffer terribly from all of this, it's very, very difficult, it's very painful. V'nidmalai, and it seems to you, shekrak koshalei lamed kenegdom. It seems to you that you don't have the strength. You don't have the strength to fight against these machshavas anymore. And you've lost your koichas to fight. Machmash is a yomim rabim sheyesh lo yisur mehem, because it's already, like Yaakov describes, the suffering that he had from loving for many years. So for many, many years, you've been suffering from these loving thoughts and this way of loving. V'adayin lo nishkat mehem, and it still hasn't become quiet inside of you. You still have these machshavas after all of the years of trying. Havosarach leide, this is a person has to know. Kein shum tnua toiva nevedes. There's no such thing as even the slightest, tiniest little movement. The tiniest little effort that a Jew makes to escape loving is not lost to Hashem, and it's not lost from your life. Those are the pebbles. And Yaakov Avinu could say, lik tu avana. Shum tnua toiva nevedes. There's not this, any tiniest, not certainly not a word of Torah, not a word of tefillah, and not even the tiniest little effort to be misgaber and to run away is nevedes, is lost. Which means what? Gather the stone, she kabsu v'yilaktu yachtav kol ha'avnei kodesh. That all of Yavnei kodesh come together, are gathered together. Shemini tzaitis ha'kadeshim sh'nizbaru ayidei kol masha ayu menatkim atzim v'kol pam imachshavas rose l'tayfis. Even if you were able to do it for a second, for a minute, but you were able somehow to run away from love and for a little bit, all of those Avnei Kodesh now gather together for this big important thing in your life to save you. A man also gal, and eventually what you create through all the tiny little efforts, even though you saw that you were only able to do that for a minute, for 5 minutes, whatever, and in the end you felt that you failed, but every tiny effort that you make in your life to go away from the machshava ra to a different machshava, to the side of good, from all of those it's likto avanam and also gal umachitza lahafsig benim benim machshavas ra's. Eventually all of that comes together and creates a wall, a huge pile of stones that creates a border between Lavan and Yaakov, and Lavan can't cross anymore into your thoughts. He's finished with you. He's done. He can't cross over anymore into your world. And mehem also gal umachitza lahafsig benim benim machshavas ra's. A gal, a machitza, a great machitza was somehow put together through all of these pebbles and stones of a person's efforts to advayigna v'slave love and hayrami. And all of these gather together to help you when it's a very, very difficult time in your life, when you're in great danger. And that's how Hashem is Baruch, of course, that's the way that we're protected. And that's what Yaakov says to Lavan. Eid ha-gal hazeh. Let this gal, this pile of stones, is an aid, will bear testimony. Will bear testimony to all of the struggles of my life, to all of the efforts that I've made. I'm not some kind of a guy that just let love in my whole life, let love and just take over and I lost myself in Taivis. I tried every single time. I'm trying always to fight against these dangerous urges and impulses and so on. I've tried. And all of those efforts are a b'china of liktu avanim and create this gal. It's a gal hazeh. That never ever are you going to do this to me. I'm not going to do this aveira. I'm not going to destroy my life. And the pebbles gather together to form a great big wall, a mechitza, between Lavan and Yaakov. He cries, Sisi gal mechitza man the kudas taivis. Because look, I already have. Yaakov now can turn back and laugh at Lavan, and Lavan is screaming from the other side of this wall. The Sitra Achra is screaming to come in, and Yaakov is able now to laugh and to say, you didn't pay any attention to those pebbles along the way. You just kept on coming in, and you came after me, running over all of those pebbles. But now all of the pebbles have been gathered together. Look to Avon. Everything's gathered together. Dark at the time of your life when you needed it most. And they all come together, and now you have a tremendous mechitza, man, nekudas taivas, that's created from these nekudas taivas, from these good points of your effort, that you, the effort that you made over the years, sheafsiku beinu veinecha, to make a border between love and Yaakov, that now Lavan will not be able to cross, and Yaakov will not be tempted to go back into the world of Lavan. You will not be able to come to me anymore. And I'm also not going to. I'm also not going to go back into your world. So many times the discussions with Bachar over the years. Because a bachur is in a funny place, you know, he stays in yeshiva and he goes home. So a lot of the bachur, when they're in yeshiva, so they're learning, they're davening, it's everything is good. But when they go home, so many of the bachur, now they come from homes where their television is there and their videos and all kinds of things are going on, and they, from that old world of lavan that they grew up with. I'm not talking, gosh, a bit about the parents, I'm talking about the taivas that are in the house because of the television, all those things. And you have a bacha that's sitting and learning the whole year, B'kedusha B'tayr, he's learning, he's working with his machshavas, and he's trying to become good, and then he goes back, and then he gets stuck, you know, because he has to go to his family, he has to be home, and then in every single room, there are kelim, kelim, shainim, you know, all these different things, and then he falls back into that, and he feels like, I haven't made any progress at all, and here I am, I'm the same dopey, you know, 15-year-old, now that I'm 19 and 20 years old, and I'm here, I'm no better than when I was 15, and I'm watching this disgusting stuff with this Narishkeit, and whatever happened to all of my Milchamas, and all of my Yesurim, and all of the Avoider running away from Lavan, so I'm the same person, I never changed, and that's exactly what Lavan wants a person to think, and it's exactly what Lavan wants a person to say. Then Lavan laughs and says, welcome home, my entire, welcome back into, and this is really your world, this is who you are, this is where you belong, this is where you come from, this is your Shirish, you know, this is who you are. You're not that guy, you know, that's sitting in yeshiva shuckling over the Gemara and by davening. That's not you. This is Mamaloshen, Channel 2, Channel 7, the cable. This is Mamaloshen, DVD, all the things. This is Mamaloshen. Now we're talking about Yisid the Yankis. This is where you come from. And you Vaharayu says, you see, the second you're back by mommy and daddy, you slip right back into all of that. See, but so I'm 3 years in yeshiva. I was in Eretz Yisrael. I was by every tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael, and you know, and long davening, and kaisel, everything, all that stuff. You're the same. Nothing. It's all the same. Nothing is different. And love and laughs at the person that makes fun that you never escaped. You think you escaped? Come back home. Come around. Come back in. Everything is fine. You're back here with daddy and mommy. It's good. That's the world of love and irami. That's a lie. That's a deception. And Yaakov, you know, has to, and the world of Yaakov is Vayigna of Yaakov is Lev Lov and Harami, not to look back, and to know that if you had those kind of machshavim, if that happened to you when you were home, or that happened to you, then you have to try, even if it means less time to watch, and to turn it off. Any milchama that you make, so you watch a little bit, but then you turn it off. Whatever it is, turn on something else. It's middle d'shusa. Don't look at the, God forbid, at the stuff that there's no. So turn on taka, the baseball game or the basketball game, something else. It's a milchama. The ikur is that a person has to know. That's what Rabbi Nosson is saying over here. That. It's not meaningless. All of the kaiches you put into it, lik to avana. In the end, you'll be a person that is able to create a gal, a boundary, a border that separates between you and Lavan. And you're not going to. And Lavan's not going to come to that world. Lavan's not going to come to that world. I was talking to a very chashuv bacha. He's already a little bit of an older bacha. I was talking to him the other day. And he is in Yonim, you know, with Taibas and all kinds of things he's looking at with the internet. He's in Yonim very, you know, it's bad. He doesn't go to do things, God forbid. He went to a place to look at things he shouldn't have looked at. He looks on the machine a lot. So what did he tell me? So I'm asking him about Shidduchim, what's going on with Shidduch, anything. So he looks at me like I'm crazy. He says, I should get married. So I said, why shouldn't you get married? You ready? Why shouldn't I? What do you mean? And he's a good guy, you know. He has these tibas, he has regular tibas that people have. But he said that it wouldn't be fair to a Jewish woman that's what he says to me. I said, what are you talking about? Is there something I don't know? What are you going to do to her? What do you mean? So he said, no, I'm such a maneuver. And then I'm afraid that if I get married, I'm going to continue, you know, looking at these things and doing these things. It wouldn't be right to a Jewish woman to be married to a guy that does these things and looks at these things. I get a slap across the face. And he said, look, this is what you have. This is a person that's mamish in the milchama. He's not, he doesn't stop giving. He's been struggling. He has a problem. And he goes for help. And he goes for professional help. And he's working on it. He's working. It's not avoda, and here Reb Nosson says that you should know that it's not lost. All of the avnei kodesh that comes with the spilled blood of the bochurim tishtapechna avnei kodesh, that eventually you get married. Look to avonim. You gather together, and it's a gal that's created. Can you write to lichnaislam kaim chashem kaim zechitzaynim? I'm finished with you. I'm not going back into that place. Canaan, he writes, "Lasake nafshi shon." Rakani emad al mekaymi lasi b'teret tefila. I'm not anymore part of your world. You're on the other side of the gal. That's it. Finished. At v'ata leisav reilai. I don't go to you. You don't come to me. Vani leever elecha. And then a person has his chaskis that he has married in a new life and to begin in such a way. And all of the avnei kodesh now gather together to create this gal. V'kol b'kach hagal shenasi they avnei kodesh shelikatnu aydei kol atnuas tayves. All the tnuas tayves create this gal. Aydei kol ma sheisi minatik atmin ra'ala tayv. Because of every effort that I've been making for all of these years, every tiny little effort that I've made to be menatek, to separate me, to tear myself away from ra'ala tayv, all of that comes together to create a gal. A person receives the strength to move forward in his life and never ever to look back at the ugly face of love and haram. Okay.